A Baal Tshuva is someone that takes ownership of the Tshuva. And that's why a Baal Tshuva is even greater than a Tzaddik. Yaakov Avinu believed in the capacity for people to do Tshuva. And that's why he sat among Esav Va'alufav. Because he believed that in spite of how of a Rasha Esav was, he still was able to do Tshuva. Yaakov saw the greatness in every person. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav. Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim. And there's a machlokes as to who Malachim are. Are they Shluchi Basar Vedam or are they Malachim Mamish? It's not a contradiction. It's not a machlokes. It's not a machlokes. According to Yaakov, Malachim Basar Vedam are Malachim Mamish. He saw that Esav had the ability to do tshuva. And that ability to do tshuva is within every single person. And that is why, according to Yaakov's understanding, we're Malachim every single day. Every single day we're able to say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Holi Olam Voed. Granted, it's Balachash. That's only because Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. But because, according to Yaakov Avinu, we're Malachim every single day, we're able to say it every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's Bochein Levavos. He sees what our capacity is. He sees what we're capable of. The Ramban writes that any single time it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us in the Torah, it's only to test us that we can see what we're capable of. See what our potential is. Kodesh Baruch was telling us, you're possible to reach a tshuva ma'alya. You're able to go into the lion's den. Look what you can accomplish. Look what you can achieve. You can even come, in spite of all your hardships and difficulties, and go back to that environment and do it again and accomplish a tshuva ma'alya. To be a baal tshuva, proprietor over the tshuva, you have to be an Oev es HaBrios. And to reach the Tshuva Ma'alya, you have to be an Oev es Atzmo. You have to realize what your kochos, what your potential is.